Hey guys, it's Danny. I'm having a wonderful time here in Lake Como, Italy. We've been to Rome, we've been to Florence, we've been to Tuscany, we went to Portofino, we've been all over the place. And this week's podcast couldn't ring more true. It's all about the life you're creating, not just for yourself, but the impact that it has on your children and your ability to provide for them the life of their dreams. They're watching you. And so I want you to pay close attention to this week's podcast and maybe talk to your spouse about it. Maybe be challenged by it. Maybe truly ask yourself, are you living a life by default where you're just surviving, or are you living a life by design? Because there's nothing stopping you from living a life by design. Enjoy.
And yet the most important impact is, yes, yourself, but I want to show you something real fast. I want to show you a video. One of the greatest impacts you have is on your children, right? And I'm going to show you a couple of things. This is my son, Aaron. This is my son, Micah. And this is my niece, Taylan. I'm playing this video because about 6 months ago or so, I got a phone call from my brother, Anthony. And my brother, Anthony, tells me, he's like, hey, he's like, Taylan just competed in the World Kids Golf Championship. And she did so good. By the way, that was a three-hole playoff that she putted the ball in to win. That was like sudden death, and she has eyes in her veins. But anyhow, as he was explaining this story to me, he's telling me, you know what, Money, he said, I want to say thank you to you. And I said, why? Like, why? Like, I'm not even around Taylan, you know? He goes, because when we were out there on the course, and we were out there, like, I realized, you know, people were asking me, like, wait, you live on the golf course? And I was like, yeah. And people would say, you have a golf simulator in your garage? And he would say, yeah. You know, that's the level of dedication that we have. But then he said, it's more than that. He said, it's that you taught me that there are no obstacles. And what you want in life is more important than whatever it costs you. Because when he was a little boy, he was coming up and we would play baseball. And I did the same thing with him, and I practiced with him every single day. And when it came to his high school, we were living in one area, right? And remember, this was me. There was no mom or dad. So I had bought a house. I think I was 23 at the time or something. I had bought a house in one area. And I realized that the baseball program there, really quick, within the first 2 weeks of it opening, was like shit. And I was like, this isn't going to work. And there was this brand new school on the other side of town that was brand new and that had the best coach in the area. And I can tell, I was like, these kids are good. So he was like, what are we going to do? I go, don't worry, you're going to go to school there next year. And he was like, how? I was like, don't worry about that. We're going to find a way. So what did I do? I put my house on the market. Put my house on the market, and I sold that house, and I bought a new, it was more expensive, more everything. It was my first brand new house, and I bought that house, and I did it for one purpose and one purpose only. It was to get my brother into the school that he needed to be, to give him the best possible opportunity that he could have to win. And what do you think we did in the backyard? I built a batting cage so that he could practice every single day. So I'm teaching you this because now Taylan is ranked, and in the state of California, she's like, you know, top four or top three or whatever it is. And, you know, my son Micah, you know, he's out there. If you know him, like, he's going to sell you something. He's going to sell you something, and he's going to get a tip from you, right? He's a money-making machine. And then Aaron with his boxing, it's like Aaron literally believes, and we all believe and know, like, Aaron is going to be like the world champion. He's going to make hundreds of millions of dollars. I already know this. And that is Robert Garcia and Mikey Garcia. Do you know who those are? In the boxing world, those are some of the biggest boxing trainers on the planet. And we attracted all of this. Everything was just, it's just, and it all attracts, right? And I want to tell you something, is that your kids are always watching you. The other day, Aaron goes, I'm going to go work out. And I was like, okay. And we were talking. I was catching her up on the trip, actually. Sure enough, 30 minutes later, listen to this. I go, where's Aaron? And I remember the last thing he said. He said, I'm going to work out. This is a 6-year-old now, mind you. So I go into the garage, And this little boy has stations set up. He has a 25-pound wall ball. He's throwing it over his shoulder for like 10 reps. He has little 5-pound dumbbells. He's curling the dumbbells for 5 reps. He grabs those dumbbells. He's on the bench. He goes like this. And then he does what he do. He grabbed like 10-pound dumbbells and he walks with them doing farmer carries. Why? Because he sees me do this all day long. Do you understand what I'm telling you? So yes, you're healing for yourself, and yes, you're transforming yourself, but listen to me, you're doing so for all of your future generations. Do you guys understand that? I understand you had maybe a crummy dad. I understand you had maybe a crummy mother. I understand that. The challenge to you is heal, so that from you, you can understand that you are the one and you can usher in a new generation, right? Like, I know my family and my lineage from this point forward, it's like, boom, this is abundance and we are in the service of humanity. I know that. But before that, none of that was here, right? I get to decide. You get to decide. You get to choose, right? Please listen to me. You get to choose if you're going to hold on to that, right? If you're going to hold on to the way they treated you, to who they were, to whatever, or you get to decide, wait a minute, I'm here in this room to hear this exact message so that from this point forward, I can start changing my life and I can start changing literally the lives of everybody to come. That's how powerful transformation is. Do you understand that?
A friendly reminder that as you hear and listen to these incredible stories of transformation in our podcast, what's drawing you and what's connecting to your heart and making you feel what you feel when you hear them is your future self. Because what you're actually listening to is your story. It's your story of transformation. After all, we're all one. So anything that someone else experiences resonates with you because you probably have experienced it as well. A breakthrough that someone else experiences is probably resonating with you because it's the breakthrough that you're ready to have yourself. All you need is a little bit of guidance and a little bit of courage to accept the guidance. And so we want to invite you to visit our website on morelglobal.com and click on the button that says help me with, and you'll see how we can help you in either your business development or your personal development.